finally get home from off tour. Been gone, so I can't even remember when. I start waking up in my bed, not knowing where I'm at, man. The bad part is, I look over at my wife. I'm like, I don't know who this person is in my bed. Bugging out.
If I wake up in a hotel room or on the bunk of a bus, middle of nowhere, shit, I'm completely fine. But let me wake up in my crib, I get to flipping my wig anywhere as long as it isn't mine. I've been on the road 7 out the past 8 months. Wanna live, you gotta give your loving fans what they want. So if they want the truth, you gotta tell them it's here. Ask Randy Hawkins, man, I had a hell of a year. My first headlining tour, my album in stores, and I finally got to see what all that grinding been for. To get down for the cause and catch a ride of applause, and to see the shit I spit get printed out in the source. My heroes brought me on tour. I said Allahu Akbar. Thank you God, I don't know what else I could bother you for. Got me out in California at this Walmart store with the Lord Rakim. We chillin' shopping for drawers. I blew my little video budget. I figured fuck it, you only live once, you best to entertain your public. I did freeze my nuts in DC on a handycam on the White House lawn rapping Uncle Sam. Goddamn, shook hands with Busy B. I said his line from Wild Style, B part B, and he smiled. So I'm out in the bay with Fred Hampton Jr. Somebody made away with my goddamn computer. I caught a flight home on my 30th birthday, a gift courtesy of my main man Mercy. Needed to see my wife and Fahim in the worst way. Ended up having both a blessed and a cursed date. As I walked on stage to give him these raps, my DJ's wife was on that bridge that collapsed. She ended up breaking her back and getting roughed up, but she already walking. You a bad motherfucker, as real as can be. I keep my people with me, and that's BK, Drinkola, and King Soki. Rhyme say is entertainment, and what more can I say? Except I got a brand new baby daughter on the way.
Come on, y'all.